Barry Pugh, president of the Central Delaware Blues Society. How has the reception been by folks? Do you get a lot of folks coming to these events that you have?
Yes, we do. The summertime, we get a fairly good attendance, but as the weather starts to turn a little cooler, we get more people in. We get anywhere from 50 to, I'm going to say, 125 people that show at the shows. And we expect that to grow as our popularity gets better and bigger.
With us as well, musician Joey Fulkerson. You're a big blues aficionado. How is the temperature for that kind of music here in Central Delaware?
It's actually really, really good. The great thing about it is we found a place to play now. It used to have, you know, you used to have to travel around. If you wanted to see a national act, you had to go to at least Wilmington or Annapolis or Baltimore or D.C., but now all these great acts are coming right. I mean, I live 2 miles from there. It's awesome for me. And just everybody that lives around here, it's a great thing. You don't really get to see that caliber of musician coming through. And another thing, they have the jam. When there's not shows, there's a jam on Thursdays. And it's pretty incredible the talent that is around here that just shows up on a Thursday night to play.
So you're a fan and a musician.
I'm a big fan, yeah. I went to the Ballin Court the other night and was standing out there watching Buddy Guy on my night off and, you know, just turn right around and go play the next night with that kind of fire, you know. It's a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about your own career.
Oh, I've been playing music since I was 14. Started playing for money around 17. Ended up being a lot of different kind of bands, getting my musical education, an old funk band, and I played in the oldies band, and eventually ended up getting a job with Chubby Checker. I toured with Chubby Checker for 6 years, went all around the world, and when that job ended, I, you know, just came back home and kind of had an idea what I wanted to do and the guys I wanted to play with, so we put Nothing But Trouble together, and it's been pretty good ever since, so.
And Nothing But Trouble, one of the bands playing the Roadhouse Blues Fest on Friday, September 18th.
That's correct.
You've been good enough to bring your guitar.
I brought a guitar.
You're going to do a song for us.
Sure.
The rest of the band aren't here, but we're going to hear a great unplugged version by Joey Fulkerson of Nothing But Trouble. What are you going to do for us?
This is the old Elmore James song. It's called Dust My Broom.
Get up in the morning, I believe I'll dust my broom. I'm gonna get up in the morning, I believe I'll dust my broom. So that gal that I've been loving and my friend could have my room. I'm gonna write a letter, send it every town I know. I'm gonna write a letter, send it every town I know. If that girl ain't over in China, baby, she may be in Dover, don't you know? I believe, yes, I believe our time is gone. Said I believe my time ain't long. Yeah, that gal that I was loving, she broke up my happy home.
And that's Joey Fulkerson of the band Nothing But Trouble playing the Roadhouse Blues Fest, presented by the Central Delaware Blues Society. It's coming up at Jonathan's Landing in Magnolia. It's Friday, September 18th and Saturday, September 19th. Joey, you said you played with Chubby Checker.
Yes.
Tell us something about Chubby Checker we've never heard before.
Gosh. He lives in Paoli, Pennsylvania, and he still lives in the same house he bought when he first got his money, when he first recorded. He bought a property there and basically just developed it and stayed right there in the neighborhood, and everything grew up around him.
But you were able to travel the world.
I was.
What are some of the places that you were able to go to?
Well, we played every state in the United States, including Alaska and Hawaii. Went all through Canada. I went to Ireland. I went to Australia, Mexico. It was not the dream job as a musician, you know, because you kind of play the same stuff every night. You know, I know how to play the twist really good now. And I would have never got to do that if I, you know, wasn't playing guitar.
So. Sure. But now you're back home in Delaware.
I am.
With your band, Nothing But Trouble. Can you play us another song?
I can.
That'd be great. What are you going to do for us now?
This is an original song. This is on our second CD.
Joey Fulkerson of the band Nothing But Trouble, playing Friday, September 18th, and Barry Pugh, the president of the Central Delaware Blues Society. This is your second annual Summer Music Fest. How was last year's?
We had estimated 250 people attended. It was a one-day event. It was a Saturday event. So this year, we've decided to extend it out to a Friday night and a Saturday, and we've added another act this year. So we're pretty happy with the results of it last year, and we're hoping this year is going to be at least as good or better.
Just bigger and better, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Joey, again, you're playing Friday night. I imagine that the musicians around here are pretty tight.
Yes. Great bunch of guys and great players and good friends, actually. Yeah.
And I imagine a good fan base, but we're always looking for more, right?
Always need more, yeah. That's a great thing about the Central Delaware Blues Society is actually drawing people who don't play. They just enjoy the music. And the great thing about their setup there is, too, is it's really focused on the music. There's no TVs in the room, no sports going on, anything like that. When you come in there, you're expecting to be entertained, and you usually get entertained. It's a lot of fun.